Got it on KHUM. And joining me here in the studio, we have got Castastrophe and Chelsea. You're saying, that sounds interesting. Yes, it's Humboldt Roller Derby time again.
That's right.
Yes, got a
good morning
to both of you. You got a big match coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes, a game about whatever you want to call it. Lots of action tomorrow is happening at Redwood Acres tomorrow night. So come say yes.
You don't want to miss this one because it's really exciting.
It's always exciting. We have a lot of fun out there, and we love it when the fans come and cheer us on and give us a good boost.
Yes, I'm really excited. This is Cass's first time on the radio with me.
Yay!
So it's really awesome that she can be here with us on my favorite station here.
Yay!
Which is
thank you.
K-Hum, obviously.
Yay, I do appreciate that. So, Castastrophe. So how long have you been roller derby-ing?
This is my third season with HRD. Pretty phenomenal. I didn't think it would go by so fast, and it's just blown right by. I've been skating for 4 years now.
Fantastic.
We actually started together in boot camp.
Yeah?
Yeah, back in the day.
All those years ago.
Wow, and you're still doing it, so it must be fun.
Oh, it's a... There's nothing like it. It's such a rush, and it's a super fun way to meet new people and really push yourself.
There
super
you go.
Super fun times.
Yeah, speaking of which, we have a boot camp opening up for new skaters, so we can always use new people on the team. That's starting soon, so you can go to our website, humboldtrollerderby.com, and check out our recruitment page, because we can always use new people. I'm trying to get you in there, you know.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. It could be fun. So what are the qualifications?
Well, there really aren't a whole lot. I mean, if you can put skates on, then you can join. I hadn't skated since I was 12 years old when I joined. I was like Bambi on ice.
Nice.
Yeah, we start with all of the basic skills. So we'll teach you how to fall. We'll teach you how to stop. We'll teach you how to skate really close next to people and get really close and comfortable with being around other people and people falling around you. And then we take it a next step and we start teaching you how to play roller derby. And there's two boot camps before you actually take an assessment to join the team. So it takes some time and we make sure that you're nice and comfortable on skates.
Nice. Do you learn some of those fancy moves like how to whip and stuff like that?
We do. Yes.
Yeah.
We bump and whip and do all kinds of things.
Leans and hits and blocks. And
I think learning how to fall is probably the most important.
That's one of the first things they teach you is how to fall.
And how to spend a lot of money on really expensive gear so that you can protect your knees because you only get two of them.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, I think it's important probably to protect all those parts that generally hit the ground first.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, but you can never tell what's going to hit the ground first.
Nope. Sometimes it's your face.
That's true. That's why you wear the helmets, right?
Yes.
Right.
And mouth guards.
Mm-hmm.
I've been falling chest first lately, so I wear a hard shell bra, and Cass came over to give me a hug, and she's like, ow!
She pinched me with it.
I didn't know they made those.
I didn't know they made those either.
Yes. It makes me feel like Xena, Warrior Princess.
I've heard of the cup for guys, but I never didn't know they made the double cup for women.
Yeah, you get hit in the boob enough times, and you want something.
I'll bet you do. That's for sure. I never even thought of that. Wow.
So, yeah, game tomorrow. I'm really excited about it, you know. And all of our bouts, as you probably know, we donate to a nonprofit organization. And this time around, it's the
North Coast Rape Crisis Center.
Yeah, so really good cause.
Yeah, North Coast Rape Crisis Team is a great organization. They're really wonderful.
Yes.
Do great things in our community. So, fantastic. I always love that you guys do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, and we also have a pair of free tickets to give away.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Just for you.
Woo! That's kind of fun. Okay. So who are you guys taking on tomorrow night?
Silicon Valley from San Jose. The Kilobytes.
The Kilobytes.
Kilobytes, yes.
Keeping it real down there in the Silicon Valley.
I guess. So is there like a league? I think I've asked you this before. I don't remember. You guys in a roller derby league?
Yes, we are a league.
In a league, okay.
Because we have the Widowmakers and we have the Redwood Rollers.
Uh-huh.
The Widowmakers are our team that's playing tomorrow.
Nice.
So, and that makes us a league.
Great.
I had to look up what a league is, like what the definition, and it's if you have more than one team.
That makes it a league.
Yes. There you go.
Two is a league. That's great. That's fantastic. How long has Humboldt Roller Derby been around?
What, 8 years now?
Yeah, I think it was since 2008 or 2009. It's been around for a long time since General started it.
That's way back in the day.
In the day. And you've both been doing it for like 3 years, right?
Yes. This is my third season.
Yes.
Is there anyone who's been doing it the whole time?
Yes. Wow. That would be McNasty, 34B.
She's the last surviving original skater, McNasty.
Wow.
We have some skaters coming back to us, actually, and just getting started with us again that were there at the beginning. But McNasty has been there from the very beginning all the way till now. She has a great attitude. She'll totally be there tomorrow night. Lots of people recognize her number because it's such a fun number.
Now, you guys get good crowds out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Last month we totally sold out. We usually do, but you know, people keep saying like, "Oh, I didn't go because I was afraid you sold out." But we've been holding tickets at the door now for our fans after doing all these surveys and people, you know, complaining they couldn't get tickets. Now that's a secret. So guys, go out. You can come the day of the bout and get your tickets at the door if you come early.
That's right. Explain to people where they are and when it all is and stuff.
Redwood Acres, the doors open at 5, the first whistle is at 6 o'clock, and you can get your tickets there. You can get them online at humblerollerderby.com. You can get them at the Still, you can get them at the Works, People's Records.
Wildberries.
And Wildberries, yes.
Lots
all over
of places.
The place.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, we talked about this last time. It's important to note because, I mean, when I was a kid, I watched Roller Derby on TV, and that was more of like a show. This is the real deal.
Well, one of the biggest differences between the derby that you used to watch and the derby that we play now is we don't have a bank track. We play on a flat track, and we're part of an organization called WIFDA, Women's Flat Track Derby Association. We don't stage our games. We're actually playing a game. A lot of derby from before had some staging.
Fake wrestling,
yeah. And like, oh, I'm just going to hit Chelsea with my elbow in the face and knock her over while she's skating really fast on this track. And making it look like a game. Now we actually play a very serious game. We have very serious competitors. And it's a very strategy-based game, too. There's a lot of things that you have to think about. And you usually, when you're out there on the track, you're thinking about three different things at one time. And I'm still learning how to do it. Goodness knows, I'm constantly trying to get better at it. And it takes a lot of time. But it's definitely a fun game to play. And it's not that crazy shenanigans that they used to have back in the 70s when it was first popular.
Yes.
Earlier than that.
Yeah, yep. Like I think the 50s. Yeah, I think it was
60s.
Yeah, it was the Thunderbirds and the Kansas City Bombers.
Wow.
Remember them well. So now there's a resurgence. Not only is it happening here, it's happening all over the place. Why do you think that is?
Full contact women's sports are hard to come by, you know? Yep. Where else can a woman play a full contact sport? And something that, like, for me later in life is, you know, I wasn't really into sports in, like, high school or anything like that. So, you know, there's a lot of older women that can come into this. We have people in their 50s. You know, we start now, our saplings league starts at, what, 7?
Our seedlings started at seven.
So from 7 to however you can
until you can't skate anymore.
There you go.
There's a place for everyone, and I think that's, like, a huge thing why people want to join.
Wow.
And it's so much fun, you know? Yeah. You get 50 best friends.
Super fun, and it's very family-oriented. We really bond with each other. You really have to have a really trusting relationship with pretty much everybody that you've got on the team. And so it's a great way to meet new people. And then when teams travel or you travel to go to other teams, then you get to meet all these awesome, amazing women, and you all have one common goal, and that's to go out on that track, have a blast, come off of it in one piece, and hopefully win, because everybody likes winning.
Yeah, and there's hundreds of leagues now all over the world. This has grown everywhere. So now whenever we travel anywhere else, if we find a roller derby girl, we're like automatic best friends. You know?
Cool.
Bonding moments.
We have that connection now.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, let's give away that we have a pair of tickets for tomorrow night.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Okay, well, fantastic. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, if you are paying attention, you will get this very quickly. All right, so that big match that is coming up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. What is the name of the group that Humboldt Roller Derby is taking on? All right, first person to get that right gets the tickets. It's that simple. 786-KHUM. That's 786-5486. Look at that. The line. Well, it was ringing. Now they give up. Well, maybe I don't know that. Now they go. Now they're all going. All righty. I'm sure you guys don't have headphones. You can't hear. But I do remember. Hey, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Avian Flu.
Avian Flu.
Oh, wow. Avian.
Okay.
I used to play for HRD.
Ah, and now you want to win a pair of tickets?
I want to come and cheer on my team.
Okay, so who are they taking on tomorrow
night? They're playing the Kilobytes.
Yay! It almost feels like cheating, but I'm so glad she's coming.
Yay!
Free tickets.
Hey, you won them fair and square.
That's right.
Alrighty. Hang on the line. So, is she on the guest list? Is that how we're doing it?
Yes. We'll put her name on the guest list.
All right. We've got it. You're on the guest list.
Awesome.
All right. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
That was easy. Wow. That was like super easy. All the lines just lit up right away. So, people dig going to roller derby, and they were paying attention, clearly.
Yeah. Well, it's so exciting, you know, because mm-hmm. we have all kinds of entertainment. I mean, yeah, it's roller derby, and people sometimes they're like, oh, I don't understand how the game is played, or I've never watched it before. But if you come, our announcer, Jason, is really awesome at explaining everything. Yeah, and there's all the excitement. Plus, we usually have the blowhards there. So we have the band.
Dirty Derby blowhards!
Yeah, so they make it really fun. And we have a DJ and lights, and we have entertainment and halftime shows and...
The what? Derby Darlings.
And the Derby Darlings.
The Derby Darlings.
Yes. They're like our little, like our cheerleading kind of group. So they do dances and stuff. But so much entertainment for everyone. Family friendly, you know, something mm-hmm. for everyone. Plus we have Lost Coast Brewery there. Beer, so that
donating
helps.
Donating beer.
Love
Thank
that.
You.
And pizza and food.
Yay!
All kinds of food.
Alrighty. We'll go out tomorrow night and enjoy the fun. Catastrophe and Chelsea, thank you for... coming out.
Thank you. It's always fun being here.
You bet.